Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to do a breakaway episode.
Yeah, fine.
With me and Margaret. Yeah. Probably it's going to be recorded on location.
Oh, right, okay.
On her yacht.
On her yacht, yeah.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever just guessed at the calories at a Domino's pizza, then this is the podcast you need. I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Let's start then with our first update this week, and it's from me.
So as dieters, we are told to scribble what you nibble, write what you bite. That's exactly what I've been doing in the last week, calorie counting. There's not anything that I have eaten that I have not written down. And that's a big deal because normally by now I'm lying to myself about what it is that I'm actually eating and what I'm not eating. Even the two mini sausage rolls that I popped in my mouth fresh from baking yesterday were written into my food diary. And you know what? It's fine because they were completely allowed on calorie counting and absolutely okay within my calorie window that day. So absolutely bossing calorie counting and still loving the freedom of it as well. Like, I've eaten a McDonald's breakfast this week. I have eaten pizza. Nothing is out of bounds, which is absolutely revolutionary when it comes to dieting mindset. So I have been on the scales. Now this week, because I had a half stone loss last week, I would have been more than happy with a maintain. But I didn't have to settle for a maintain because I have had a loss. And this week I have lost 3 pounds, which means I have lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks calorie counting.
I mean, it just seems too good to be true. How are you eating all of that stuff and still losing all of this weight?
I don't know. She's is the answer to that question.
I don't know how it works. How does it work? What is magic?
Well, the magic of it is that you're not lying to yourself about what you're doing. I think we've all done it where if you're cooking for somebody else and then you pop that sausage roll in your mouth, you think, oh, well, that's too high in sins, or that's forbidden as a vegan, or you can't have that when you are on Slim Fast. So fuck it. I'm not going to talk about that. That's gone. So you lie about it to yourself, and then that one sausage roll turns into a 9-pack of Kit Kats, and then it spirals from there. Whereas actually what I'm doing is by writing everything down as I go, or not even writing everything down, literally
scribble when you nibble,
write what you like, but just by going in
that's a sticker right there.
By just going in that app and just pressing a few buttons, it's there and it's done, and I can see how much I've got left over at the end of the day. And do you know what? Hand on heart, I've not gone over my calories once at all on this, but again, I've not felt like I've missed out, and I've not even dipped into my exercise calories, which counts
well,
up for you as well.
Yeah, this is a question for me because I know there's been a lot of talk about it, like on our socials and stuff. So when you obviously burn extra calories, you get your exercise calories. Are you supposed to eat them back?
No.
Or are you not supposed to? Right.
Some people do, don't they? But the problem is that it's not accurate.
Shock horror, when the Fitbit tells you you've been swimming and you've been putting clothes away or ironing, it's not 100% accurate.
Damn it!
So it's like you have to take that with kind of like a pinch of salt, but it is a good way of seeing how much you are moving. And do you know what?
Right.
It's inspired me twice in the last week, I mean, I'm not going to overdo it, to sit on the exercise bike for 15 minutes and I've earned myself another 100 calories. I've not needed them because I've not gone over calories.
But you haven't eaten those calories, though.
No, I've not eaten those calories in the last week. But, you know, when life starts to get back to normal, what I like about it is if I do enough exercise in the week, if I want to go out and, you know, fuck off and a massive meal on a weekend, I can do that because I'll have saved enough calories throughout the week. So it feels like, again, that's something that's quite sustainable.
Bored yet?
Not at all.
Yeah,
this
but
is
you
a surprising
are...
thing.
But if you're having to weigh a mini sausage roll...
This is the great thing about NutriCheck. Hashtag this is not an ad. On NutriCheck, you literally scan the pack of sausage rolls in from Morrison's because they're the frozen ones, and it works out those for you. So all those calories for each individual bit, that's fine.
Question, do you get to like 1,200 calories and then go, I'll just guess the rest, I'm not, cut my arse?
Nope. Nope.
I'm not saying that's what I would do.
Nope.
I'm just asking on behalf
of
everyone.
That's exactly what you do.
I am being...
Oh, well, I kind of know I've done it today.
I am being absolutely religious with this because I feel like actually this, because I've proven it's worked for me in the last 2 weeks. And
are you high on the amount of people that have called you an inspiration?
Yeah, I
would
that.
Be too.
Oh,
yeah.
All that
Can't
on social
you
media.
The, see the head just getting bigger and bigger. Just
genuinely, if I ever get that, and you know, please inbox me. If I ever get that, I will be demanding an actual crown.
I mean, you have tried, haven't you, Joe? You have tried to call yourself an inspirational many times.
Yeah.
Not really stuck.
What usually happens when I try is I have a real good go at it. No one else cares, but I continue the narrative and I go with it.
Can I just
and
say
that's
though,
why we big, love you.
Yes.
Can I just say that it's a big responsibility. Like I feel the pressure of all of our followers, oh, all of our
sake.
Listeners and their hashtag CC new life.
We've got to give it to you though, because, you know, publicly people are now like essentially licking your ass.
I know. It's been a great week.
So we've got to give it to you because we know that you will fall off your perch at once at some stage.
Do you think though eventually like it will just even out, it'll plateau a bit? Because that's my concern when you start, like, not necessarily you say, but like when you start diets and you have a really good few weeks and then it slows down a lot, and that's when you get a bit disheartened about it.
Yeah. Yes. Then you go, I can't be fucking arsed to,
yeah, and then you try something else.
Yes and no. So the best thing about this is it's fully movable. So when my weight goes down in 6 weeks time or whatever the guy said, this PT that I've followed at some point on Twitter, when you've had it for a certain amount of time and you start to plateau, work out your TDEE again, which is your metabolic base rate for calorie burning.
Right?
Work that out again, subtract that 600 again and get a new number, and doing it that way. No one should be having fewer than 1,200 calories, I think he said. No.
So what do you have? What's yours?
Mine's 1,492 calories. Very specific.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's an extra Oreo, guys.
It was an extra four,
Joe. It was
actually. But yeah, the next thing I think is when it starts to stagnate as well, they recommend you, this is where it gets boring. Sorry if you're bored already.
Okay. Macroids, this podcast now by 3 minutes.
To look at your macros. So you've got to balance out your protein, your fats, and your carbohydrates. When I've looked at my little pie chart that NutriCheck does for me, my carbohydrates are disproportionately high. So that's because I am eating a lot of the carbs that I wasn't allowed on the Fast 800, all the carbs. So eventually that will be the next thing to sort of focus on. But I don't care.
You don't need to though, if you're losing that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a healthy way to do it. And I'm still having more than my five a day.
By the way, it's not. I was in McDonald's on Sunday because we have my boyfriend's son and it's always McDonald's for Sunday lunch. And I thought, I'm going to have a look at calories then.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what I could have. And I didn't have anything. And it upset me. I was thought, shall I just have six chicken nuggets and then not calorie the sauce?
That's not how it works.
No, sorry. But what pissed me off was when I got home and I was deciding whether to have low-fat super noodles, or avocado on toast. Mm. They were both more than chicken nuggets, calorie-wise.
Yeah.
And I don't, like I've said before, I don't want to get into the vein of just have a McDonald's rather than something healthy because you can.
No, I think what you have to look at it is you can have McDonald's because it would be on plan.
Yeah.
Don't necessarily have to have one every other week, Jo.
I didn't. I had low-fat super noodles and a sprinkling of full-fat cheddar
sure
cheese.
Has as many nutrients in as a McDonald's.
I was going to say, if you're going to go nutrients, probably the avocado toast would
the irony,
be
the irony of Joe going, actually, I'll have a healthy lunch, super noodles.
Super noodles.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Bloody lovely. Chicken and herb. Oh. It says herb, that's health.
But I think more people are on this calorie counting, not just because of us and this podcast, but because they are anyway. Like, you know, I was talking about the Instagram fraud of last week.
Sure.
The more I look into this, the more obvious it is to me.
A full investigation is ongoing, is it?
These influencers who done Slimming World, the Slimming World influencers, and the Weight Watchers influencers, are all posting how many calories are in these multicoloured bread buns which they've been given out. Well, there's no mention of a fucking healthy bee on those.
Really?
Because they're pink and blue. So yeah, I'm just a bit like, I'm being dragged into the sludge and slurry that is diet programs.
This feels like a local BBC news story.
It does feel like some sort of like panorama investigation.
It does,
well, I mean,
it?
I am a journalist, actually.
Oh, there we go.
You will be on this morning's bloody sofa. Exposing.
Size six.
Yeah.
We won't be able to see you. Exposing all the fraud. Right, let's move on to our excuse of the week. This one's come in from Iva Andreeva. She says, I had a friend once tell me that she was gaining weight from the diet soda because the bubbles were expanding inside her stomach.
True.
It was definitely that, not the rum that she was having alongside that it's diet
true.
Soda.
It's true.
I can confirm I am not the friend.
It is true, because you bloat up when you've had... Yeah, like, I have fizzy water on the way home.
Joe. What? Airways, fuck all.
Well, how come when I'm eating air, a.k.a. Quavers, I still do put weight on? So air
or
just,
the bubbles in aero as well.
The bubbles in an aero, yeah, they weigh, there we go. They weigh heavy on the hips.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which are on the first Thursday of each month. Can I just say, we had the best
it was
Zoom
great, wasn't it?
Last week, yeah.
So like, funny.
It was just fucking brilliant.
It's nothing to do with the fact we're all drinking.
No, absolutely not. Someone wins £100 every single time. Last week, Michelle from Missouri won the money.
Yeah.
And we gave away merch as well. So search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Also, remember the new Power of One stickers are for sale.
Thank you.
On our Etsy sell. Shop.
How are they doing? Are they doing flying off the shelves? Are they
Did someone buy two, Joe?
If somebody bought two, which annoyed me.
The irony of that.
Don't buy two. We had somebody buy three and then one of something else. I was like, it's not how it fucking works, guys. Please. If you want to buy two separate transactions.
Right, before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. And you can also join our Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Ashley Pickles says, after listening to the latest podcast and Joe's immediate download of NutriCheck in a supportive friend capacity, thank you, I'm intrigued as to how many healthy eating, diet or exercise apps Joe currently has on her phone. And how often they get used. I'll start things off. I only have three and I don't use any of them because I'm being a lazy cow at the moment. I will be downloading NutriCheck though. I don't want to miss out on the power of CC. Ooh, well, cross brand.
Little mix up
of the brands there. Yeah, I have. So I have NutriCheck after I downloaded it. I've got Slimming World's app.
Right, yeah.
Have I got MyFitnessPal probably?
Just couch
to 5K. Yeah. Yeah, just eat, not counted. Yeah, I probably have six or seven or eight.
Great.
And I'm currently using some of them.
I bet you've got Weight Watchers as well.
I deleted that one.
I was just saying for it.
Honestly, the trouble of trying to get out of that fucking Weight Watchers bloody thing when I doubled up on diets once. It was a pain.
That was a great time. Rachel says, I've lost 4.5 stone using NutriCheck.
Wow.
I've stayed at Target for 4 years now, but can only consume 1,400 calories a day, and I walk and run 35 miles a week. I asked my doctor today if there was any medication to help me maintain my weight without having to eat such low calories. She said no.
You're so rude. Go to another, get a second opinion. Doctors are not always right.
Lindsay Dasley says, I couldn't work out why after barely eating all day, I'd only got 155 calories left for dinner. Then I remembered I'd already added my Saturday night bottle of Pinot in anticipation. So glad everyone has finally started talking about hashtag CC. After years of trying to lose weight, this is the only thing that's ever worked for me. Although, don't mention it in the Slimming World group. I did it once and nearly got chucked out.
Oh my God, do not mention it. Although my Slimming World leader on our Zoom last Monday was talking about bloody macros.
That's because she's calorie fucking counting.
She never said that well.
Katie, what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to group and pretend that you're doing Slimming World?
The honest answer to that is I actually don't know, because what's the point? Like, I'm slagging Slimming World enough.
She's off this podcast if she's not.
The thing is, if they're not going to have any meetings, I'm not asked about Zoom meetings. All it is going to go and weigh myself in a church hall and spend £5 a week doing that when I've already downloaded the NutriCheck app and it works. The scales at home feel reliable. So,
well, hang on a second, because if we could all chant, home scales don't count.
When you've lost weight.
I don't know is the answer. Yeah. Okay. It depends what they're offering.
Well, oh certificates. God. Certificates, that's what you get. Yeah,
proof is one of the things they offer.
Yes.
Shaz says, my top tip for diet cheating. Go in the kitchen to get a bag of crisps, but secretly tip one bag into another so no one knows you're scoffing two or maybe even three. And it could be a bonus with different flavours.
Oh, I don't know. That anyone is beautiful. Ever done that before?
Have you done that?
Sure. Absolutely, I've done that.
I would definitely go and eat one quickly whilst I was getting one to take back into the lounge.
I mean, that's definitely a sign, Katie, like you said, of lying to yourself.
Yes, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's never been written down. No one saw me.
Never, either. Never. Becca says, I'm currently listing a load of old clothes on eBay as they no longer fit me because I've lost 24 pounds so far this year.
Wow.
I know. My boyfriend has for years eaten whatever he wants, whenever he wants, in front of me while I struggle to diet. And he has complained about not being able to put weight on. Oh, man. He has just asked me to sell a pile of his clothes as well because the lockdown weight has crept up on him and he can no longer fit into his size smalls.
Oh, yes.
I'm currently feeling very smug.
Yeah, punch the air. Let's all punch the air.
Amazing.
And then
amazing.
And Heather Dexter Crow says, I just worked out how many calories my husband ate and drank yesterday. It was a whopping 3,925.
Wow.
Given that men are generally allowed 2,500 a day to maintain their weight, he's effectively overeaten by my entire daily calorie allowance. He's not overweight. I am bloody fuming.
Furious.
Oh my gosh.
Once again, bloody men.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right, it's time for our next update and it's from Victoria.
This week I have watched my sins, I have measured my A's and B's, and I have followed the Slimming World plan to a T. I even saved all of my sins to have an Indian takeaway on Friday, and I measured it all. I hate measuring stuff so much. I hate weighing stuff, and I'm very much just, throw it all together, it's fine, it doesn't matter. But when you actually watch what you're doing, it makes a massive, massive difference. And I know what I'm doing with Slimming World because I've done it for so long. Now, the only downside is, there's obviously lots of things that you can't have as well, or, you know, things that are very high sinned, whereas if you calorie count, you can have them. So for that reason, I am very, very intrigued about maybe calorie counting for a week or, you know, a couple of weeks and just see if it makes any difference. But I don't know if I need to at the same time, because this week I have lost 3 pounds.
Yay!
That is, I think, 6 pounds in 2 weeks. So wow. Not as much as Katie, but I'm still on the way to my target, which I set myself for April. So, Slimming World works, calorie counting works, and maybe with a bit of both, you can have the perfect plan.
That sounds to me like you've snubbed the power of one, which is one of our favourite diet stickers, still available in
the
Etsy shop.
I mean, your favourite. I mean, I don't think I've ever got on board with the power of one if you listen back to previous episodes. But
the power of two is never going to work.
So, as you have found out.
As I found out to my own cost. Which are you doing?
Slimming World.
You're going to stick with Slimming World.
I am still doing Slimming World, but I am very, very intrigued with the calorie counting. And I do like the idea that you can have things that you wouldn't necessarily be able to have on Slimming World. But then I like the idea of Slimming World in a way that, you know, you can only have so much dairy and so much bread, because I feel like if I can have like 4 rounds of toast, then I will.
But
I don't necessarily know that's a good thing.
Here she is, Miss Cece.
You can't really, because when you put those 4 rounds of toast in, because I've tried, and you look and it's like more than half your calories today, you're like, well, fuck that off.
Yeah.
I'll have an apple. If Slimming World works for you, like, there is no right or wrong way. It is wrong to do Slimming World. calorie counting is the right way.
I do know what you mean, though, when you said about with calorie counting, you don't feel like the guilt. That is one of the bad sides about Slimming World, is like, oh, I can't have that because of the sins. But then I suppose because I know that this actually works for me, it's kind of hard in my head to then break away from that and try something that might not necessarily work.
I don't want to sit here sounding every week like I'm sticking up for Margaret Miles Bramwell.
But you do.
But that's
the queen
exactly
of Slimming World. However, here's my point. You can have all those things that are high sin on Slimming World. It's just you can't have fucking loads of them. Yeah. And it's the same with calorie counting, because you can have a lot of high calorie stuff,
yeah,
but you still can't have loads
of
them.
This is why they're quite similar, aren't they, in a lot of ways? There isn't really that much between them, I suppose.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I guess because you're measuring A's and B's is no different to counting calories in a slice of bread.
Yeah, I think it's the weighing stuff. I've got used to having unlimited pasta and unlimited rice.
Yeah, that is the problem. That is the only downside.
Yeah, Margaret, we got this.
I don't know. I am intrigued. So maybe I'll download the app, give it a week and just see what the difference is. And if I lose any more than three, then maybe I'll stick with it.
But I don't think you need to, Victoria. I don't think you actually need to do it, because if you're losing consistently £3 a week on Slimming World or Hail Margaret, then I don't think you need to change. What you need to do is change when you get in a rut.
Yeah, probably.
Then
yeah.
change up to something different.
Yeah.
Which is my weekly mantra.
Or just wait for Slimming World to admit the fact that they've been calorie counting for years.
How dare you take this out?
Then you'll be doing it anyway.
I do like the idea of saving myself £5 a week when group reopens, though, and not going to get weight.
Yeah, yeah. There's only going to be me left in the whole really Slimming World. And I can't prop up Margaret's yacht, not on the £5 I'll be paying.
but closer to target by my birthday. I thought it was impossible. Maybe it isn't as impossible as I thought. So
yeah, £3 a week is bloody, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it was £2 the week before that as well, actually, when I looked.
Yeah,
so yeah,
yeah,
I'm actually doing all right, actually. Yeah, I think actually this is the lowest I think I've been in a good few months. Probably even before we
and
last.
She's not
got
talking
weighed,
mental
so.
Health now.
Yes.
Right.
Good girl. Well done, darling. Yeah.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Emma's sent this one in. In my old job, I used to stop at the Tesco Express on my way to work regularly. I would often buy boxes of biscuits and goodies and sweets with the obligatory bag of fruit thrown in. And I'd tell the lady at the checkout that it was for a senior leader meeting and all I would be eating was the fruit.
Sure.
Of course, it all ended up in my office in a cupboard with the fruit on show in a fruit bowl on my desk, which my colleagues often help themselves to, but I kept the goodies for myself.
We never get the, we have to explain to the checkout girl. Just don't make eye contact with them.
They don't give a
they
shit.
Don't give
they really
a
don't
shit.
Care. They're on minimum not. Wage. They're not they asked. They don't care about your life story.
They really don't. I love it.
If you want to nominate yourself for a hero of the week, though, you can. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. Right, time for our last update, and it's from Jo.
Been running on the treadmill today. So that's exciting. Got a new TV show that I love to watch whilst I'm on my treadmill at home, and that is Unforgivable with Mel Giedroyc. I walk while they're on, and then I run in the adverts. It's foolproof, it's getting the steps in, it's all good. I've also been checking dates, because there have been a few of you who've said that groups will be back for at least Weigh and Go on the 12th of April. So right now, it's been 10 weeks since I've weighed in. On the 12th of April, it will be 15 weeks. Which means pound a week, I should go back to group with a stone weight loss, at least. Also, a lot of you have been messaging me to say that Margaret Miles Bramwell, MMB, Slimming World Queen, has been on the Slimming World official pod. I would just like to say right now that the invitation is open, MMB. We love you. Please come on ours.
You are
no,
a queen.
I'd like to retract that statement that Jo's just made.
No, I'm going to do a breakaway episode.
Yeah, fine.
With me and Margaret.
Yeah.
Probably it's going to be recorded on location.
Oh, right, okay.
On her yacht.
On her yacht, yeah.
So it will say, and it will be just be the two of us talking about healthy extra A's and B's.
Okay, and it'll just be the two of you that listen.
And sins. Margaret, you are welcome, darling. I will treat you with the respect and love that you very clearly deserve.
Yes, no, she's a very successful woman.
Yeah,
off the back
we
of
love
all
her.
Of our dieting failures. 15 weeks, Joe, since you were last weighed?
Yeah,
or
we'll be on the if we go back on the 12th of April, it'll be 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're 15 pounds lighter?
Not yet, but I will be by then.
Right.
You're 10 okay. pounds lighter now,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Only 10 pounds lighter, yeah. Boo. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I told you I lost half an inch off my hips the other week, didn't I?
Yes.
Other week.
Guys, that was a big old hefty 10 pounds off my hips. Who knows, guys? I've not been weighed yet. Yeah, it does make you think and a bit startled. What's worse for me, actually, is the week after that, I'm off work. I'm on holiday.
Oh, no.
Which is fine. I could still, because we're not obviously going anywhere.
No.
Apart from out to eat, hopefully, if that's all back up and running by then.
That's exciting.
But that's the problem. So I'll have 1 week and she'll go, oh, Joe, oh, you've lost a stone. And I'll go, oh, thanks very much. And then literally the week later, I'll be eating out every day. So,
Just don't go and weigh, have your week off, and then you've basically put the weight back on that you thought you'd lost, and then no one needs to know that you'd lost a stone.
Great excuse.
Yeah,
don't quite know what I'm going to do.
I mean, are you going to go back to groups?
Yeah. Okay. I'm still on the bloody Zooms now.
No, oh, you're fucking
She started not. This week's Zoom off, God love her, because she's merged both her Zoom meetings into one now.
Yeah.
People have dropped off. Mm-hmm. So it's now one. I think there were six of us this time. She started this
That's
week's
two groups.
Shitting. That's two groups. She started this week's Zoom off by telling us who'd left.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we wished them well. We had a bloody meeting about who's actually decided they're not doing it anymore. God. People are just... are done, aren't they?
Yeah.
The people are done. She hasn't once mentioned when we're going back, in fairness, but I have had a lot of messages from people saying that their consultant has penciled in the 12th of April.
Okay.
So it feels like it could be a thing. Yeah.
Do you think it depends on the venue of your group?
Yeah, we're a church hall.
Right.
Yeah, we are too.
So yeah. I don't know if that makes a difference. Are places of worship actually opening up beforehand?
In Scotland, they are.
Yeah, I saw
I don't
that.
Know whether anything's been mentioned for England yet.
Yeah,
no.
Let's not research that. No one
knows. No one needs to know.
We do not need to know. I've got to say, though, as well, on Margaret Miles Bramwell, they say never meet your heroes. And so I do wonder whether when I sit down with her, Paul sort this.
No.
When I sit down with Margaret.
When?
You realise that she isn't as skinny as you thought she once was.
Oh, my God, imagine. Well,
yeah, because we don't actually know what she looks like, do we?
So
we
many
only
people
see her from the head up.
So many people send me pictures of Margaret, and she does a great cover up.
She dresses really fucking well.
She does, and somebody messaged me too. Oh, we found full length photos. I was like, fucking hell, quick, where? And off I went on, and she had, let's just call them floaty bottoms.
Yeah.
There were clothes, very
Clots.
Floaty. You couldn't tell.
Good for her.
We don't want the lies. That's what we don't want.
Well, you can listen to Margaret Miles Bramwell on the official Slimming World podcast, and then you'll never get that half hour of your life.
So, you've tried.
Of course I have. Yeah, I need to know what our competition is.
Sure.
Yes. Well, good luck this
week.
Well,
Marg, I'll see you soon, sweetheart. See you soon.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. Today's is coming from Charlotte Harrell. She says, least supportive and most annoying diet partner surely goes to my fiancé this morning. Whilst I inspected myself in the mirror, wobbling my wobbly bits. Oh, enjoy that. He calmly said he finds it so hard to lose weight, and also that he has eaten so much crap every day since Christmas and not gained any weight at all.
So supportive.
Oh my God.
That makes me feel great.
Oh.
And he loves your wobbly bits too, Charlotte.
Yeah, definitely.
Before we crown Slimmer the week this week, let's get some more of your stories.
Joe Whitmore responded to me talking about Slimming World SP days, which is where you essentially don't have carbs.
No carbs, no Muller Lights, no sins.
No Muller Lights. Oh, 10 sins, it's lower sins.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she quite simply said this, fuck SP days. I once made myself so bloated and smelly because of SP days for a whole week. And guess what? I stayed the same. They are the devils.
Oh, SP no. days for a whole week?
Yeah, I'd have a breakdown.
That's a lie that I told my consultant when I was doing the Fast 800.
Oh, yeah.
Technically that kind of was true.
It kind of was. The Fast 800 was almost SP days.
Yeah.
So again, someone else ripping off Margaret.
And Louise Wigman says, I have stood in the kitchen today listening to your podcast while making fudge. Is it wrong that I swapped my Fitbit to my right hand to see how many steps it thought I had done? It registered 16 minutes of exercise and 1,200 steps.
Oh, yeah. Were you stirring for 16 minutes?
Fudge is an effort. Is it? Fudge is a real effort, yeah.
It's quite thick, isn't it? Yeah.
So is eating it.
So just buy it.
Oh, I love fudge.
Amazing.
I wonder how many calories. I'll do that in a second. Susie Reeves says, you know when it's Monday and you think to yourself, yes, I'm going to have a great week. Mm. Then it gets to 11 a.m. Your preteen has a huge meltdown and your teenager has lost the laptop lead to do home learning. So you end up baking a cake.
Of course.
This is because it's either cake or drink before it's even lunchtime.
Yeah, you chose well.
Both.
She did. Absolutely. No more homeschooling though. Absolutely immense. And no more excuses about baking cakes on homeschooling people. Yes. You've got yourselves an exclusive Guess Who's Nailed Dieting sticker to show off at your next group when it does finally reopen. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Last week, it was Victoria.
Yeah, I can't remember why now. Who gave it to me?
I gave it you.
I don't think I've had it for a while. I mean, I don't want to
Well,
give
really, that's a shock.
Look, I mean, the gracious part of me wants to step back and say, look, enough of our listeners have referred to me as their inspirational hashtag thin inspiration in the last couple of weeks.
So, yeah.
I mean, if you...
And stop doing that, by the way, guys. We've heard it now.
If Jo feels like she needs the glory of it this week, that's
she
absolutely
She always
fine.
Feels like that.
Reverse psychology. I like your style.
I would like to say that... At least I'm going back to group. I think I've said that so many times.
Hold on, I'm probably going to go back as well. I am actually following Simi World.
Yes.
I'm just not going to the Zoom.
Yeah, me too, darling. So we are sisters in arms here. We are together, Victoria, and maybe we should stick together.
Which is one of us that's lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks? Well, sorry.
Probably me, but again, no evidence because home scales don't count.
Okay. So I'm going to give it to this person because they made the most ridiculous decision ever this week, and I don't think they could ever forgive themselves for it. And the other person does not need their head inflating any more than it currently is. So, Jo, because you didn't get your chicken nuggets, and you definitely should have done, I feel really sorry for you. So, therefore, you are this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Message me, guys, the minute you hear this. Congratulations, Jo, on the Slimmer of the Week. I can screenshot all those in case it never happens again.
Right, you may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.